What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row!
That feels good. I forgot what that was like.
Right?
Like consistently doing our job.
I mean, don't get used to it.
I'm not. Next week you get nothing.
We're going dark again for a little while.
Which is just another taste test.
Look. Last week we let you dip your toe in the water. And this week you're swimming into the deep end. But it's about time.
You're
going to
drown.
I was just going to say, it's about time to get out of the fucking pool.
No, you're gonna drown because it's dark.
Okay.
Excuse me.
We're gross.
We are disgusting.
I'm glad we burped in unison.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was really cool. That was a nice brotherly moment for us.
We were just drinking water too. We're just like chugging this bottle of water.
We're not like slamming beers back here. Yeah. Like
this is an opening night, like night one of the Bachelor premiere. Like,
yeah.
This is just, you know, Bros Before Rose. We're drinking water. Getting hydrated.
We're Hydration Nation right here. Hydration Nation talking about Batch Nation. That's what we're doing. So Alan, this week we're talking about the ladies.
The ladies. Bio time.
So last week, you know, we did like sort of our Batch Nation recap episode. Mm-hmm. And as we were recording that episode, Chris Harrison, dad, he was live on social media talking about...
On the Facebook.
And Twitter. And maybe Instagram.
Maybe the Instagram.
Maybe Periscope. Maybe...
I don't even know how that works.
Maybe Twitch.tv.
No way was he on Twitch.
Maybe Tumblr. Well, not Tumblr.
Not Tumblr.
You can't put sex stuff on Tumblr anymore.
That's true.
You can't put sex stuff on Tumblr anymore.
So Tumblr basically won't ever exist again.
Yeah, Tumblr's over.
Tumblr died.
Because Chris Harrison is not live streaming on Tumblr.
No, this is bullshit because this is all about sex.
Yeah, this show is all about, especially this season.
Yeah.
This season is the most about sex, honestly.
I think we were literally having this conversation before we started.
Yeah.
Is this the season that is literally the most about
this
sex?
This could be the horniest season.
Do you think?
I was thinking we might really be
witnessing the horniest season of all time.
It could be the horniest season of this show.
Coming up, the horniest season.
It's all coming up tonight on the horniest season yet.
Or ever?
Ever. Maybe ever. Depending on how horny this season gets, The Bachelor may never reach levels of horniness.
Yeah, because he may be really just struggling with his horniness this entire time.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So we have up on the computer the abc.go.com. I don't know why that's their URL. We have the list of women and the list of bios. But of course, the first bio that they present to us on a silver platter is the bio for
one
Bachelor.
The one, the only, Colton Underwood.
Colton Underwood. Colton.
Colton.
Colton, as his friends know
yes,
him.
Yes,
as his friends know him, Colton. And this bio is long. But I think the most important
noticeably longer
thing,
than any other bio, which well, the, is the Bachelor.
There's always two bios that are longer than everyone else's: the Bachelor, Bachelorettes, and Chris Harrison's.
And yes, because he's the most important person.
Chris Harrison is the most important man in
any. Do you think he updates his bio? Like, does he update his bio every time?
I'm not sure if it needs updating.
No,
every
but
time.
I think that could be a fun joke that he did every time
that, like, he changes his bio. Like,
but because he knows no one reads it, because he doesn't think that anyone like actually reads Chris Harrison's bio.
I read his bio.
No, but like. But he would change it every year and add like little jokes and things within it because he doesn't think anyone would actually read it. And, like,
do you think
have,
Chris
like,
Harrison writes his own bio?
Yes, I
do. He 100% does not.
He 100% does.
This is the man who has people for this.
No, Chris Harrison would like take the time to write his own silly bio because he's got a good sense of humor.
Because he does write those fantasy suite cards.
That's what I'm saying,
that's
man.
That's fair.
The man has a way with words.
He does. He does. He's
quite a literary genius and an auditory master.
I mean, so Chris Harrison has written a romance novel.
What did I say?
Yeah, he has written a romance novel.
Did you read that romance novel?
No, I did not.
Is that a thing we should do? Just a whole Bros Before Rose separate.
It's like a Bros Before Rose book club.
Audio book club where we just read the chapters of Chris Harrison's a romance novel.
It's just us discussing it.
Yeah. No. It has to be us reading it.
Yeah. And, reading it in voices out loud to each other. Yes. I don't know if we'd be legally allowed to do that.
We can do that.
All right. Yeah. No one's really.
No one's listening.
No one listens to this. All of our 10 listeners definitely aren't Chris Harrison.
And I bet they would love it.
I bet they would. Okay. But let's bounce back to Colton's bio, because the part of it that stands out to me says Colton, 26. Was best known
soon
for
be
his
27.
Soon to be 27. Was best known for his candor when speaking about his virginity, and had America standing by him when he discussed the sensitive topic during his emotional breakdown on The Bachelorette Men Tell All.
Let's break just that down. Okay, candor. He was like, "Hey, I'm a virgin." Like, all right, that's what you are. Now we're gonna make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's a little ridiculous. Secondly, were we really standing by him?
We weren't. Like, you and me were not.
Let's talk about Americans. Were Americans really like, "I'm just here for Colton's virginity talk"? Like, were we?
Were we? I was honestly sick of Colton by the time, like, Bachelor in Paradise rolled around.
Yeah, me too.
And we talked about this last episode. We're not exactly thrilled that he's the Bachelor.
No!
But again, they're trying to get us on his side here.
But this isn't helping.
Not us.
Fair.
Maybe other people.
Someone else goes, "I was standing by him."
We're admittedly cynical. ABC. Like,
we are.
Like, we watch the show through a light that other people...
Through a lens of pure hatred.
Yeah, no, we watch the show because we think it's funny. Like...
Right.
Like, there are people out there who genuinely, like, enjoy this program.
Yes, I was here for him. It was a big deal, and this is the... Yeah, this is their shit. You're right.
Yeah. Like, we're different. We're like the dark horses of Batch Nation. gonna have to take that out.
That might be the one you do edit out.
No, I'm not gonna.
That's not what we're calling this week's
episode. No, God no. That was just a horrible slip of the tongue.
So let's go to paragraph two.
Paragraph two is...
Is there anything else? Rather, we don't even have to read all of it if there's not anything else.
It kind of just recaps Bachelor in Paradise. Just like, hey, remember that time he was with Tia for several hours of your life?
Because we do.
Because we want to bring it up again. But let's move on, because we've got some ladies to talk about here.
We're going to be starting in alphabetical order.
Yep.
We did watch Chris Harrison's video. It was awesome. He kind of details all the bios and everything, makes some little jokes, and has some fun. I did really enjoy watching Dad just kind of like... be like not necessarily like him, his on camera self.
Yeah,
he's on camera. You know, he's very like,
he was chill.
Or on camera, I mean, being recorded, he knows he has like a persona he kind of has to go.
Yeah,
when he's able to kind of like do this more free form stuff, you get to see like the real Chris Harrison.
Will the real Chris Harrison please stand up?
And he did, and that's and he's just very, he's so charming.
He is.
He's great.
Chris Harrison is just. Harrison 2020. That's all I got.
Harrison 2020. Perfect.
I know we've talked about this in the past, but just Chris Harrison. Come on. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this first contestant we got here.
Yes.
The first one we got here is Alex B.
Alex B.
Alex B. She's 29 years old. She's a dog rescuer from Vancouver.
I dig that. I'm like all about
she's from Vancouver.
Well, that and being a dog rescuer. I know you're not okay. No matter how much you don't like dogs, being a dog rescuer can't be bad.
I mean, like...
Please don't take the negative on rescuing things.
I mean, like, would you want to, like, call yourself, like, a terrorist rescuer? No. That a good
please,
thing?
Please, for the love of God.
That a good thing? No? All right.
You're the worst. Fine. Oh, my God. I can't even believe your hatred of dogs can't go, like, past, like, I hate her now because she rescues those filthy
animals. I don't
hate
her now. I'm not enamored with dogs the way rest of the world seems to be. I'm sorry I just made a joke about terrorism.
I've accepted that. I've accepted that about you. That's why I'm like, I know you don't like dogs. But we have to at least say dog rescuer is a very nice job.
Like, it's nice. If
okay,
you like,
fine. I got you to admit it.
If you like dogs. If you like dogs.
Oh,
but like, okay. How come people brag about being dog rescuers and no one's out here like, I rescue cats. Cats are cool too.
There's definitely cat rescuers.
Well, not on this fucking show.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, ABC?
What's up, ABC? Shit together. God, so her bio is, Alex is the proud owner of a successful dog rescue business.
You are?
Which, no, not me, Dungo. Which takes her all over the world in search of four-legged friends to save. To date, she's saved almost 5,000 dogs from slaughter.
For a second, I thought it was just going to say five. And I was like, that's not that good.
She saved almost five dogs.
I really thought I was going to say that.
Luckily for Alex, rumor has it, Colton is a dog lover, too.
Nice.
So, we're really good. We're good. How much you want to bet this girl's going to have dogs coming out of the limo with her?
100 to 1? Is that the right?
I don't know how bets work.
I don't know
how
betting works.
Me neither. You want to go to the racetrack later?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. How do we do this?
If I give you $5, I want this horse to win. But this is, I feel like this is going to be like a, like, I always, like, I don't know, dogs and The Bachelor kind of always have gone
hand in
hand.
She's either going to be like really, really like just too passionate about it, or you're just going to fall in love with
her. She could be like
a hero.
She could be like a fan favorite pretty quick because like everyone got real horny for Peter when him and Rachel went on that dog date.
That was a fun date because Rachel's dog was very cute.
Trash date.
Crashed. Trash.
Trash date.
With trash animals.
That would be
we talked
like,
about that too.
I know
we talked
about that.
It's the worst date for you.
It's the worst. Let's move on. Alex D.
And another Alex.
Alex D. is 23 years old. She's a sloth. We'll get to that.
Yeah, this is one of those.
She's from Boston, Massachusetts. A New England girl through and through. Alex was born on Cape Cod, went to university in Massachusetts, and now lives in Boston. When she's not cheering on the Patriots or the Red Sox.
I hate her already.
She's working as an account manager for an IT staffing agency.
I don't care how nice Alex D is. No, fuck the Patriots. Fuck the Red Sox. I know this isn't a sports podcast, but it runs deep. You're a bad human.
Alex talks fast, but tends to move slowly.
Like a...
Very slowly.
Like a
sloth.
Oh.
So, she's going to be...
Oh. So, we called this from the minute she's coming in dressed as a sloth.
Yeah. She's coming in an animal costume. There has to be one.
We knew that there was going to be one, and the minute we saw that, we're like, that's her.
That's her. Now, I'm curious. How do you think, how do you think Alexis Waters feels about this? That she really was the most famous animal costume entrance person.
Easily.
Best one.
Yeah.
Alexis Waters from Nick Vile's season.
Yeah, you know.
Just...
Shouts out.
Represent. Yeah. Move, bitches.
Move, bitches.
She was kind of the best at that.
Yeah.
And now we've got a girl coming in dressed like a sloth, and her name is Alex, which is pretty close to Alexis.
That is fair. Look. My hatred for the love of her... My hatred for her sports teams aside, I hope she can, like, pull off the sloth thing well, because if, you know... Because she's definitely coming in dressed as a sloth. I'm positive.
Yeah.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Be silly. Like, own this fun thing. If not, you're not going to move on to the next night.
Yeah.
Or the next week, rather.
Something else to talk about is she's 23 years old. This is, for the most part, a pretty young cast.
Yes. Like, very, very young cast.
When you remember Colton is only 26. Holy shit, I'm almost 26.
He is 26, going on 27.
But the last two seasons of The Bachelor has been in their 30s.
Yes.
So, like, we've had, like, some contestants really in, like, the 25 to, like, 32 age range.
Yeah.
Whereas
and
this
a couple,
season,
you know, unknown ages that we find out later in a really bad reveal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like... This is a young cast. I'm curious to see how this is going to play out.
This could be very fun.
This is going to, like, yeah.
Because there's a certain, okay, so The Bachelor's always very, like, the women are always very competitive.
Yeah.
In a good way. But I think when you start kind of pitting the older women against some of the younger women,
You're
getting a lot more.
I'm going to eat some popcorn.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
That's good. We agreed not to at the beginning, and then I'm glad you just decided, you know, fuck that.
I don't know if we agree not to.
I'll keep talking. Anyway, I think we could see, because, like, there's because they, I think they only had a couple 30-year-olds within this, mm-hmm. right? I think there's going to be some very interesting, like, rivalry now between, like, the, like some of the older contestants and the younger contestants, because I really feel like because he's so in the middle of both ages,
yeah.
They're really going to see where he, like, get him to fall to one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm pretty confident. I don't know. I think Colton's going to, like, go young. I don't know.
I think so, too.
Well, let's move on. Let's move on to Angelique.
Angelique.
She's 28 years old. She's a marketing salesperson from Hamilton, New Jersey.
Gross.
Yeah, Jersey. Angelique is a small-town Jersey girl with a love of corny jokes. Here's one for you, Angelique. Why did Colton cross the road? To meet you, of course.
Boo!
So, after reading this bio, I'm confident she's going home night one.
Yeah, we're not going to see much of Angelique.
This was...
If you're going to put her on your fantasy team, make a different choice.
I'm pretty confident she's going home night one. Yeah.
This is Angelique. Next!
Next.
That's really what I feel like they just did here.
Yep. But we could be wrong.
We could be, yeah. We could be wrong. I don't think we are.
Moving on to Annie. Annie is 23 years old. She is a financial associate from New York City, baby.
New York City, baby.
New York City. Oh, but it says here she grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. You're not from New York City.
You just live in New York City.
Get out of here, Wisconsin.
Get out of here.
All right, well, anyway.
Can't you see we're talking here?
Annie grew up on a farm in Wisconsin where she learned to ride horses. She competed in nationals for horse riding before attending the University of Alabama to study finance. Annie loves country music and swing dancing. She's hoping to sweep Colton off his feet.
That was a good one.
That was good. I don't know why the hell they would say she's from New York. Nothing in that sentence was New York
at all. Do you think she puts that? Because that's where she probably lives now.
She probably lives in New York now.
But she's definitely not from here.
Definitely not from here.
You don't like liars. And now you're a liar.
Now you're a liar, Annie.
Now I know you're a liar.
Never going to trust you again.
Yeah.
One thing to point out, though, is I only mentioned this because I remember Chris Harrison pointing out, Annie was one of the women that Colton met on Ellen, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
I kind of love how Ellen keeps getting involved with The Bachelor.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, just let's be real. Ellen's the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
This is now an Ellen podcast.
This is...
Degenerates. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Right off the cuff.
Right off the cuff. Cuffs? There, yeah.
Yeah.
Cuff.
Cuff. That's what I meant.
So let's move on. I don't. Annie doesn't bother me. I don't like it when people say they're from New York,
and then
have a whole bio about living in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can understand some of your bias there.
If you're from New York, you've like earned that. You know?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I'm from New York State.
Yeah, you're like I'm from New York City. All
right, exactly.
Look, I was born on the one train. All right, I've been eating bacon, egg, and cheeses for breakfast every day of my goddamn life. Dead ass.
It's brick outside.
Fucking gonna complain about. I don't go to Times Square.
Yeah, Times Square. No, thank
you.
Fuck that.
No, thank you. You know who's there? Elmo.
Elmo.
I don't care for Elmo.
I don't care for Elmo.
I don't care for no Elmos. Not in my town. Cookie Monster? More like Crookie Monster. He's gonna swindle you out of your $5 to take a photograph.
That was good.
Thanks. Let's move on.
Can I read one?
Oh yeah. I'm just going to rotate the camera.
All right. Next up, we have Brie, and it's spelled B-R-I. She is 24, a model from Los Angeles, California. And her biography says she is a model from Southern California. Brie is much more than just a pretty face. She played soccer for 8 years, enjoys hiking and camping, and loves to hit the snowboard slopes. Her biggest dating fear? Farting too loudly. This was a good one for me to read.
That was a good one, yeah.
And don't worry, Brie, we won't tell Colton.
I'm going to tell Colton.
Right now, I'm going to tweet at him.
Yep. Hey, at Colton.
At Colton. Brie, like, don't just worry about farting. Brie, it farts a lot.
Make sure Batch Mansion is full of beans. It's Bean Mansion now.
I like that. She definitely put that in there.
I hope so. I hope ABC isn't tacking on, like...
ABC called someone the Tickle Monster. Like, they could put that. They could do whatever the fuck they want, clearly. Tickle Monster. We all said that. And he wasn't a bad contestant. It was just weird.
Yeah. What? I don't really have anything to say about
it. I don't really have anything to say about it, but I like that bio. I think it was funny.
It's a good bio. It's a good bio.
I think Brie could be a good contestant.
Is it just me, or just, like, everyone seem to enjoy hiking and camping now?
It's like the in thing.
Right?
We were doing it before.
We were doing it before it was cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Like,
I just want a guy who wants to hike and camp with me.
Like, I'm, like, you and me both, we're both pretty much literally the hikers from Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be a great costume.
Yeah, and I've looked. There are two different, there's several different, the hiker has changed over the years. There is a hiker with a beard, and there's also a hiker without a beard. So I think we could both be different generations of hiker.
That'd be really great.
That'd be really good. We're going to Comic-Con, baby. All right. Just get us some green
vests.
There's
no way I can get you into Comic-Con ever again.
Maybe. If we're both hikers, maybe.
Okay, fair enough. This is a good, this is what this podcast
needs. This is what this podcast needs right now. Gonna need a Geodude.
Some Geodudes.
All right. So out of the A's, out of the B's, into the C's. Into the C's of women. Because there's 30 of them, and we've done, like, four. Moving on to Kaylin, 23 years old. A lot of 23-year-olds.
That seems to be the
golden age here.
Yeah.
Kaylin, 23 years old. She was Miss Carolina, 2018.
Oh, that's right. And there's another...
Miss something.
Misstate.
Yep. She is from...
That joke was a misstate.
She is from Charlotte, North Carolina, and her bio goes as such. Kaylin grew up in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's not North Carolina!
These goddamn liars.
And attended Virginia Commonwealth University, where she got her degree in broadcast journalism. I almost read that as podcast journalism.
That might actually be a thing.
That's
going to
be a thing soon. That's going to be a
real degree.
She was named Miss North Carolina in 2018, and she was the runner-up at Miss USA. But Kaylin is not your typical beauty queen. She once flew to Japan for a first date. All right.
Okay.
Luckily, she'll only have to travel to Batch Mansion to meet Colton.
Okay. All right. First of all, those two things have nothing to do with each other. She's not your typical Miss State. She went to Japan.
I love Japan, but
no,
like,
this isn't anything wrong with Japan. This is that those are two things.
Those
that
are
don't
two things that are
sense
not like
together.
You can be a beauty queen, which is.
Which okay, I want to point out that, like, do you know the some of the rigors those these women go through? It's insane. Answer me a question about how we can fix our government in 30 seconds. Okay, I'm just going to do that off the cuff.
Yeah.
I got it right that time.
Yeah, you did. Great job.
And they can answer that quite well. They're very intelligent, incredible women.
Every single one of these.
I know this isn't meant to sound a little, like, demeaning, but it is a little because typical, you shouldn't think that there's a typical way to be a beauty queen. I think that's a little... obnoxious.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it absolutely is.
Soapboxing a little bit.
The whole sort of like culture around like beauty pageants and shit is not a can of worms we need to get into, or really that we're even qualified to talk about.
Right, but I'm just stating that they are very intelligent women who don't deserve that sort of like, who I think that's a little demeaning towards. I don't think that was like, I know they didn't mean it that way, but just.
Yeah, they're trying to make her seem interesting.
Right, and I think she is interesting. I think she's very cool.
She once flew to Japan for a first date!
which like, that's a story.
That's a thing I want to know more about, Kaylin.
All about that.
Kaylin, tell me all about this.
Seriously, how much did you like that? Was it like a Tinder date? Or like I swiped right?
Tinder is location-based. There's no way she swiped right on some homie from Japan.
What if she swiped right on some guy going to Japan?
You swipe right, and it's like, you guys like each other. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I'm leaving for Japan in like 2 hours. Wanna come?
That might be it, dude. Love at First Swipe. That's beautiful.
Ooh, Love at First Swipe.
Yeah.
That's like, is that, that's did, what you, we're did you that, come up with that?
I just thought about it, but all I'm right. sure someone has thought about
I'm sure
it.
Someone else has. Let's move on.
If Tinder's listening and you haven't used that before, I'm TMing that.
All right, trademark. Let's move on. Done with Kaylin, let's move on to Caitlin.
To who?
Caitlin.
Ah, not Caitlin.
We already had Caitlin.
Now this is Caitlin.
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 Oh, I just bit my tongue a little bit. Caitlin is 25 years old. She is a realtor from Toronto.
Ontario.
I think that's what ON stands for.
Is that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, it is.
I don't know a lot about Canada.
I'm just goofing.
I don't know a lot about Canada. And I was
either.
In Canada like a month ago.
That's right.
Yeah. I was in Montreal. Different place. Caitlin is a successful realtor from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Too many words. Who enjoys photography, painting, and singing in the shower. Here's hoping she musters the courage to belt out a few tunes for Colton. Or maybe not. You're going home night one.
You're going home night one. Good thing we won't have to deal with Caitlin and Caitlin for very long.
Yeah.
You're out of here, kid.
I feel weird.
They even told us you're leaving.
Like, I feel like they're making these weird calls. Let's move on, though. There's not much more to talk about Caitlin, right?
No, there's nothing. She's leaving night one.
All right, cool. Cassie's next. Cassie.
Or leaving night two.
Cassie, golden age, 23 years old. She's a speech pathologist from Huntington Beach, California. A true native Californian, Cassie grew up at the beach and is an avid surfer. She is currently completing her degree in speech pathology and hopes to one day open up a private practice to work with kids. In the meantime, she can teach Colton the language of love.
That was good. She's not leaving night one.
No,
she's definitely here.
She's like, yeah, she'll be, she'll, we'll see about her. The fact that she wants to, like, work with kids...
That's what I was going to say. That's going to be the thing that, like, might...
Because Colton has his, like, charity thing?
Yeah, for children.
For children? Yeah. For children? Ill children. I was trying to think of a way to combine that into, like, children.
Children.
But that just sounds like children. Who are, like, super chill. Just like super chill kids.
Yeah, Colton's charities were like the chillest kids
the
possible.
The chillest kids.
It's like, hey, I raised some money for
hey,
you.
We're raising some money to like kick these kids in the ass a little bit and like get them to pass second grade, all
right? Whoa.
And then you got, whoa, man.
You're asking me to do a lot of math here.
Dude, you know how many Pokemon I caught?
Yeah.
Like seven. Pokemon. I had to send one to the box.
It's only first grade, Dad. Chill.
Look, 2 + 2 = 6. You spell cat D-O-G. All right.
It is what it is, baby.
It is what it is, man. Children. That's the worst goddamn thing we've ever come up with. Children. And we went on for like a long time. Let's keep going. Who's after Cassie? It's Catherine. So Catherine, Catherine. Right? Catherine is 26 years old. She's a DJ from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Wait, she's a DJ?
She's a DJ.
That's even better.
I know. Oh, by day, Catherine is a successful commercial real estate agent.
So, by night, a DJ? Oh.
By night, Catherine is DJ Aggro, an up-and-coming hip-hop DJ making a name for herself on the Fort Lauderdale club scene.
Jagger.
Along with her dog daughter, Lucy... Catherine is hoping to spin her way into Colton's heart. I don't care for this one.
No, and if you remember from the video,
I do remember.
Chris Harrison is like, this is the one to that's gonna like.
Like he said, like I remember him saying, like, I don't want you to be looking for villains,
but
she's kind of
the
villain.
She's the one.
She also kind of looks like Crystal.
She looks evil.
She looks like if someone's
got evil in her eyes.
Like someone took Crystal and said, "How do we make Crystal obviously evil?
Right.
Make her a DJ."
Yeah. Oh my God. She's DJ Aggro, and then uses the word for making
aggro.
Someone, yeah. Uses the word for making someone angry with you, which is aggro. Are you kidding me?
Oh God.
Can we? Okay.
Who is she going to have beef with besides everybody?
At some point, if we can get a sample of DJ Aggro's sick beats, we should put that in our show one time.
I'm Googling it
right now.
DJ Aggro. I feel like it's not like a very good name, but let's figure it out.
DJ Aggro.
That's a man. That's a man. We got a SoundCloud link here. That's also a man, because I'm seeing it's DJ Aggro UK.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
not.
We need to find her sick beats.
We got to find these sick beats. We can do it later, though. Let's move on to
Courtney. If she's lasting a little bit, let's tweet at her and see if she can drop us like...
Can she drop us some sick beats?
Yo, DJ Aggro, drop us that SoundCloud link.
Drop that SoundCloud link, DJ Aggro. Courtney. Time for Courtney. Courtney. 23 years old. She is a caterer from Atlanta, Georgia. Courtney. Sorry, I'm thinking about all the Caitlins.
There's so many Caitlins.
No
Lawrence.
No Lawrence, though. Chris Harrison
made
a point
of that. Which Harrison
made
a big point about. We have no Lawrence.
No Lawrence this season.
This season. It's amazing.
Courtney was born in... I'm going to fuck this up. Wiesbaden, Germany. Fuck that one up.
I'm okay. You know, our German audience is going to understand.
I don't know if they will. They're going to be... We have a hardcore following in Germany.
That's actually where everyone listens to us.
Yeah. But she grew up in McDonough, Florida. Or Georgia.
So she grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, but she's from...
She's from Atlanta,
Germany,
Georgia.
But she's also
born in... These hometown dates are going to be wild. She has four younger siblings. She turned her passion for food and cooking into a successful catering business, crafting healthy meal plans for athletes. Now she's just hoping she has the recipe for love with Colton.
I like that. I think there's going to be some interesting stuff to learn about Courtney. As someone who's getting into the catering business as well, I dig it.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on. Do we have any more about Courtney?
Nope. Are we in the D's?
It's time to get to D's, baby. All right.
D's women.
D's women. So next up is Demi. She is... No. Different one.
It's
also 23 years old.
She is.
Everyone is 23.
Yeah. Everyone on this show is fucking 23.
Everyone is 20. We are older than everyone on this show now, Alan.
Except for maybe like two women.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're a few years older than me, but like, still.
A few. I think I'm only a year and a half.
Yeah. I'm almost 26.
I'm 27.
Well, then you're going to be 28.
Shut your mouth.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're like about 2 years older than me.
Okay, fine.
Demi is 23. She's an interior designer from Red Oak, Texas. Demi grew up in rural Texas and is a proud country girl. She loves ATVing, fishing, and watching WWE.
Nice!
She can also drive a stick shift. Is that going to come up like in a sexual way later? Maybe.
Yeah.
She's ready to put her pursuit of Colton into overdrive.
I've had a stick in my hand since I was 13. Why don't you let me see yours, Colton?
Keep an eye on this one, Bachelor Nation. Okay.
I guess that means she's not going on night one.
I'm putting Demi's gonna maybe she wins.
Maybe she does. Yeah,
maybe
she's
wins.
The best.
Maybe she's the best at this.
Maybe she's the best around.
Nothing's ever going to break. Let's move on to Devin.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Devin.
Devin!
I feel like we actively sound like we're not enjoying this.
No, we're having a great time.
But the
time.
Thing is, I'm having a great time.
And reassuring people that we're having a great time, definitely.
That's how people know we're having a great time,
when
I tell them.
It's an auditory medium. They have to believe it.
Exactly. People wouldn't just like go on a podcast and lie.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They will lie on these bios, which they have multiple times already.
Let's talk about Devin, because she's 23 years old.
No, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Devin's 23 years old. She is a broadcast journalist from Medford, Oregon. Devin graduated from Arizona State University.
Do they ask him what ages he would prefer?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he goes, like, between 23 and, like, 32. And they go, okay, we're going to do 23 mostly.
they're all going to be 23, Colton. And he's going to say, okay.
Okay.
Am I going to lose my virginity this season?
Yeah, who knows?
Guys, please. I'm scared now. Devin graduated from Arizona State University with a Master of Arts in Sports Journalism. She currently works as a broadcast journalist for a local news station in Medford, Oregon. When she's not reporting...
I dig that.
You can find her doing her best sun salutation in yoga class.
That's fun, too.
Namaste, Colton.
Namaste, Colton.
I don't love the overuse of the term namaste.
Yeah.
I feel like I hear it all the time.
Namaste, Colton, or she must stay.
How about we don't stay?
Stay on this woman and go to another one.
We're going to the next one. Who's next? Elise.
Elise. I think Elise is one of the older women.
Yeah, she's 31.
31.
She is a makeup artist from Soldotna, Arkansas.
Cool.
AK is Arkansas, right?
Yes. Arkansas.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm positive.
Well, we do know that Colton likes women from Arkansas.
That is true.
Something to think about.
Yeah, that could be one of the things she brings up.
Yeah. Not as much fun as Wiener.
Not as much fun as Wiener.
Sorry, Soldotna. You're not as much fun as Wiener.
You suck.
Elise grew up outside of Anchorage in Alaska. We're not talking about Arkansas. I think AK is Alaska.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's true.
AK Alaska? Damn, we were just dumb on this podcast.
What's Arkansas then? Now we have to know.
Probably AR.
AR. Yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
hey,
you know what? I think we should.
This was a learning experience.
This is a learning experience, and I think all of our listeners should be proud of us.
We can
that
admit
we're less ignorant now,
and we can admit when we were wrong.
Yes, we can.
We can admit when we were
admitted
wrong.
It. We
were
wrong. It's not often. We were wrong here.
AK is Alaska.
People lie.
People lie. We just said we don't do that.
So she's from Alaska.
Elise grew up outside of Anchorage in Soldotna, Alaska.
Alaska.
Where she spent her childhood ice skating and snowmobiling. She found warmer a climate when she relocated to Scottsdale, Arizona. That's where Ari's from.
That is where Ari's from.
It's the most livable city.
Do you think she... It's ridiculous. I forgot about that.
Where she now works as a makeup artist. She also enjoys hiking, reading, and spending time with friends over good food and wine.
That was nice. They gave her a long enough bio that she's not going home night one.
No, she's not going home night one. She likes wine. I don't know.
I like wine.
I like wine. I'm not a big wine drinker. Let's move on. Erica!
We're in the E's now.
Get into the E's. We're in the E's. Get into the E's.
Erica.
Erica, 25 years old. She is a recruiter. She's a recruiter from Encinitas, California.
That's a weird name.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun right now.
Oh, yeah?
This is going to be fun.
They hit me with it.
The Nut, as she's known to her friends, is a ball of energy with a great sense of humor. Erica boasts that one of her talents is being able to eat whatever she wants without gaining weight. What's your secret, Nut?
Nut.
Nut! Oh, my God!
That couldn't have been found out by the two worst people who've referred to the Nut so many times.
Oh, my God! Is Colton gonna get that Nut? She has to make it to Fantasy Suites now.
She has to.
She has to.
It's imperative that Erica makes it to the Fantasy
Suites. It's her destiny.
It's her destiny. So he can get that Nut.
Oh my God. The Nut?
The Nut.
As she's known to her friend, just she's the Nut?
She's the Nut. That's like what you'd like call your shitty like fraternity brother.
Yeah,
no, it's the Nut.
Hey, it's the Nut. He's here. And then the Nut rolls in. He looks like Danny DeVito in like a sports jersey.
Nut.
He goes, "I'm the Nut." And then he like does the truffle shuffle or something. Like, oh, Erica, no,
Erica. I mean, the rest of your bio is bullshit, but not that there's much to it.
I mean, she boasts that one of her talents is being able to eat whatever she wants without gaining weight.
Yeah,
hey, fuck you.
Next woman.
In the words of the prophet Grande, thank you. Next.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. Moving on. Erin. Erin is 28. Her job is Cinderella.
She's a little older.
Yeah, a little older. Her job is Cinderella, which we'll get into that one maybe. She's from Plano, Texas.
Okay.
I thought it said piano for a second. It says Plano. 99% sure.
Plano.
Erin works full-time for her stepmother's home improvement business. She's not afraid to get her hands dirty, but cleans up nicely. When she's not working, Erin enjoys ballroom dancing, as long as it's not too late of a night. Erin also loves expensive shoes, but admits she can do a better job keeping track of them. She loves pumpkin spice lattes. So...
I hate this bio with all of
my being.
I'm sure she could be great, but I hate this.
I hate this.
This is the worst.
Because, one, it implies that her stepmother is evil.
Yes.
Two, she admits that she's bad at keeping track of expensive items.
And Colton's virginity is very precious.
Yeah. And she loves pumpkin spice lattes, which was, like, just tacked on there as if, like...
And not even, like, a little Colton joke, just, like, pumpkin spice lattes.
She likes pumpkin spice lattes.
All right? Just learn this about her.
It's like, Alex Toy is a comedian who makes jokes in the basements of bars. When he's not doing that, he works at a grocery store. He likes steak.
Yeah, that's exactly like, what that is.
Like, what?
Yeah. I, Alan Moss is a chef who was hoping to open his own catering business sometime soon. He likes a stiff drink.
Like some, that's like, that's just, even too much. It has to be right. Basic. Like he likes whiskey.
He likes whiskey.
Great googly moogly. Let's move on.
He likes chicken.
Chicken's good though.
Yeah, but so is pumpkin spice latte.
All right, well, who cares? It's Hannah O'Clock. Because there's two Hannahs this season.
I can't handle this.
We're going to start with Hannah B. Guess Hannah how B. old she is.
Hannah B, 23.
Hell yeah. And she is Miss Alabama 2018, and she is from Tuscaloosa, Georgia.
That's right. This is the second Miss State.
Hold on. Born and raised in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
What is going on?
I guess there's got to be more than one Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, definitely. There's like so many. You hear about Tuscaloosa, New York, too?
Is there one?
Look this up right now.
Doing a live Googling right there. This is Comedy Gold.
We could be discovering a mistake here, and we could fucking show these liars for who they are.
I just Googled how many Tuscaloosas are there. Oh, and a gate. Oh, nope. It's giving me the climate data.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa County, Alabama.
Is there a Tuscaloosa, Georgia? Let's just... There's no Tuscaloosa, Georgia. Bachelor?
Hey, ABC, you fucked up.
Hey, ABC, you done goo-hoo-hoo.
So we didn't lie this time. You fucking lied.
I'm tweeting at ABC right now. Right now, we're going to light this motherfucker up.
Oh my God, this is the shit I live for. All right,
what's happening, Twitter? Let's see, let's start with at ABC. At ABC Publicity?
At ABC Publicity?
I think so.
And at The Bachelor.
And at The Bachelor.
And at Chris Harrison.
And at Chris Harrison.
This isn't Chris Harrison's fault. But
and Colton, why not?
At Colton. We run a podcast, this is important to us.
One more at. We got to have one more at.
Jordan.
Jordan doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't give a shit.
I'm not going to waste Jordan's time with this.
At Elon Gale. You know, Elon Gale left. We'll talk about that
Yeah,
later.
We'll talk about Elon's gone. He's not... Well, we'll get back. Well, who can we tweet at about this? This is important. I don't want to tweet... I feel like... Does this need to go all the way to the top?
Yes.
All right. At real Donald Trump.
That's perfect.
Hey guys, guess what? Hannah B on this season of The Bachelor, her bio says she's from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Georgia.
Georgia, GA.
GA.
This place doesn't exist.
I just Googled this and it isn't real.
It isn't real.
She is from...
Please correct
Tuscaloosa,
this. Please correct this post.
Alabama.
Please correct this injustice.
Please correct this.
For the sake of everyone from Tuscaloosa.
We only have 13 characters left.
We can do an add-on tweet.
I don't want to tweet too many times at the president.
Twice. It's going to be twice. It's going to be twice. Also, because he's a fucking problem. Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm just worried that the number of times I tweeted him about like Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff, I'm gonna get in trouble soon for harassing the president.
No.
I'm just gonna say please correct this injustice. I feel bad putting Chris Harrison in the same tweet as Donald Trump.
I do too, but also it's so funny.
Also, I feel like ABC Publicity is like a real account. No, it's not. Never mind. Alright.
I think that's good. I think that's solid.
Wait, I just realized, why are we not tweeting at Hannah B about this? I haven't found her Twitter yet.
Does she have a Twitter?
I'm sure she does.
This is great. We're wasting so much time.
This is such good... We're only in the H's!
They go by pretty quick.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can't open a new Twitter tab. I'm just going to tweet this. At ABC Publicity, at Bachelor ABC, at Chris Harrison, at Colton, at Real Donald Trump. Hey guys, guess what? Hannah B on this season of The Bachelor, her bio says she's from Tuscaloosa, Georgia. I just Googled this and it isn't real. She's from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Please correct this injustice. Tweeting it.
Tweeting it. This is the most important thing we've ever done on our podcast.
I feel like, does this need to go all the way to the top? Yeah.
At Real Donald Trump.
Born and raised in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Hannah was bred to be a proud member of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Following in her parents' footsteps, she recently graduated from the University of Alabama with a degree in communications. She currently works as an interior designer and never misses an Alabama football game. Oh, and in her spare time this year, she won the title of Miss Alabama USA 2018. Roll Tide, Hannah.
So she does know who's the other contestant?
I've already forgotten. Oh, Kaylin. Kaylin.
So her and Kaylin are familiar, and apparently there's going to be some sort of friction between these two.
Oh, am I going to have to pick sides?
You might have to.
I like Kaylin, though.
I like Kaylin, too.
We'll see. We'll move on. Maybe we won't like her.
Yeah, maybe we'll hate her.
Yeah, maybe we won't like Hannah B., even though her hometown doesn't exist. God, I hope the president gets back to me on this one.
He goes, ABC, the failing ABC is not getting their hometowns correctly.
This is literally fake news!
This is fake news. This is literal fake news. We found the fake news.
Moving on to Hannah G.
I hope someone seriously, like, answers that to you. And, like, I found the fake news. Like, you have to, like, start doing that shit.
Hannah G. Guess how old she is?
23. The magic number.
She's a content creator. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
She is from Birmingham, Alabama. AL is Alabama, not Alaska. Yeah. This sweet Southern belle definitely isn't camera shy. She's both the photographer and model for her burgeoning social media business.
Which is...
I don't know.
I think they should plug it, right?
Nah, she can't use... I don't know. Apart from planning the photo shoots for her next posts, Hannah enjoys being a foodie and glamping.
Oh, she's just an Instagram. She's just Instagram. I'm sure it's all it is.
Hopefully Colton likes what you're putting down, Hannah.
Boo! I'm sure you're fine, but boo!
But boo to this bio.
Next one. Also, go home night one.
Also, glamping, really?
Yeah, get your shit together.
Glamping is something that I associate solely with Donna Meagle from Parks and Recreation.
But she was awesome.
But she was great, but... Let's move on to Heather.
I bought all this stuff on Sky Mall. I just cry and I return it.
Heather, guess how old she is?
23.
No, she's 22.
What?
And they're just fucking telling us?
Yeah, oh my god, her age is going to be a huge problem.
They're just telling us?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to keep this in the dark for 4 episodes and then have Ari shove his whole hand through a hoop earring? Like, cool. Heather, 22. Never been kissed. That's her body. That's her job.
This is the not kissed one.
All right. But is she a virgin?
That's her. Yeah, no. Why? Yeah. Oh, that's. Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
You theoretically don't have to have been kissed to have sex.
Does she have a smooch on night one?
I don't know. We're going to find out. She's from Carlsbad, California. Born and raised in San Diego, California. We're lying a lot here. Heather is a Southern California girl through and through. She's a thrill seeker who enjoys bungee jumping, skydiving, and river rafting.
But not kissing.
Not kissing, though. But out of all the thrilling things Heather's done, there's still one thrill. Right? Wait, hold on. This is great. But out of all the thrilling things Heather's done, there's still one thrill she has yet to experience. She's never kissed a boy.
You know what's going to happen, right?
They're going to kiss?
No, but like, okay. There's this show on television that, like, where it's like people kissing for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They're going to show you the most awkward first kiss ever. And
I can't wait.
I'm actually all about this.
It's going to be great.
I hope you have the worst kiss ever because I'm going to make fun of it. Because
it's going to be immortalized on television.
Forever.
So forever. Great. Forever, Heather.
Forever.
Moving
all right,
on.
Next one.
Adrienne Jane.
Yeah, this is the one who was just like, yeah, Chris Harrison goes, her name's Adrian. She wants to be called Jane. I don't know why.
Yep. I remember that one. She is 26 years old. She's a social worker from West Hollywood, California. A native to Los Angeles, Jane is a free spirit with infectious energy. As a social worker, she uses her positive vibes and good nature to help care for seniors at an elderly daycare facility. When she's not at work, Jane enjoys spending time with her mom and her dog, Bella.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice. I
can't really be mean about that.
No, I can't be mean about any of this. Let's move on.
Just up your name. It's dumb. I found something.
And also, just I feel like we're really stretching with this dog shit. Like,
yeah.
We get it. Colton likes dogs. Okay.
Yeah. Jane.
Get out of here, Jane. Let's move on to Katie. Katie!
Katie!
Katie is 26 years old. She is a medical sales representative from Sherman Oaks, California.
She's actually probably from Los Angeles.
A lifelong dancer, Katie attended Louisiana State University, where she competed on the dance team. After moving to Los Angeles to work as a medical sales rep, Katie settled in Sherman Oaks, where she enjoys yoga and sushi. She still dances in her spare time and hopes to teach Colton a few moves. Sex moves. Added that on myself. That was a little addendum by yours truly.
I liked it.
Sex moves.
Next one.
We have nothing to say about her?
We said sex moves.
You're right. Working on my sex moves.
We can't spend...
Oh, can't sing night moves.
Yeah, we can't. We also can't spend too much more time on these women.
No, there's not too many left. I think we're in the last stretch. Oh, God, there's so many more. Oh, my God.
Oh, then there's Chris Harrison.
Let's start moving faster. I just real quick. You know the night cheese song from 30 Rock?
I don't. Oh, yes, I do, yeah, but I haven't.
You know the story behind that?
No.
They got sued for that. Like... what's his name? Whoever sang Night Moves got really upset that Liz said Night Cheese. So, like, yo, don't fuck with Night Moves, guy. And I feel like I just did when I said Sex Moves right there. So Wild. Kerpa. She's 26. She's a dental hygienist.
Hygienist.
A dental hygienist.
Dental hygienist.
And she's from Whittier, California. This beautiful and spunky California girl works for her dad's dentistry business as a dental hygienist. She loves hiking, reading, cooking, and swimming. Her one deal breaker, Colton, better floss. You know what my deal breaker is? You're going home night one. You're going home night one.
Yeah, you floss this shit.
Yeah, gonna floss you right out of
floss
this show.
Floss you right out of the show. And yeah.
I feel like we're saying this a lot. Laura! 26 years old. She's an accountant from Dallas, Texas. Originally from El Paso, Texas. This beautiful girl next door once moved to Spain on a whim.
Okay.
Luckily for Colton, she moved back. And is now ready to put her heart on the line for love.
Well, it's going to stay there because it... Or it's going to leave there or whatever. You're going home night one.
We can't say this about everyone.
No, but she is.
I know. Moving
no,
on.
No, that's what the show is about. I'm predicting who's going home night one.
Yeah, we're predicting who's going home night one.
I'm going to tell you who to pick for your fantasy teams.
All right, Nicole. Moving on to Nicole. Have we done Nicole yet?
No, we have not done Nicole.
No, we haven't. 25. She's a social media coordinator from Miami, Florida. Nicole is a fun and energetic Miami native. Finally, someone who's not lying about their fucking hometown.
Right, thank you.
Who loves salsa dancing and singing a cappella. Her family is originally from Havana, Cuba, and she's extremely proud of her roots. She lives at home with her brother, mom, and grandma, and can't wait for Colton to try some of her grandma's cooking.
That's nice. That was good. That was nice. I really can't make fun of this.
I feel like the
Except,
fact that...
Except, you know what? Pitch Perfect sucked.
What?
Because she's a cappella.
Oh, okay.
Pitch Perfect is dumb. It's a reach. It's a nice bio.
I liked Pitch Perfect.
Well, you go away.
Like, the first one was good.
Go to the next.
The second one was... Damn, the third one wasn't great. The third one wasn't very good. But the first two were, I think, solid films.
Please, tell me all about it.
I mean, there are some holes in the film.
Right. In the lore?
Yeah. Like, me and my sister really broke this down. We don't have time for this right now. We don't have time to talk about this right now. But I just feel like it's worth mentioning. That, you know, in the last Pitch Perfect movie...
God damn it.
They reveal that one of the characters, Esther, has been... possessed.
I hate this so
for
much.
For the entire three films.
Stop this.
She was possessed by a demon.
This isn't good.
This is 100% true, though, which is really weird.
Please go to the next one. I hate that. That's a thing.
Nina! Nina is 30 years old. Wow, call the geriatric ward.
Oh my God, dude.
She's a sales account manager from Raleigh, North Carolina. Nina was born in Croatia and moved to the United States with her mom when she was 9 years old, fleeing the conflict there amidst bullets and bombs. All right, not going to make a lot of jokes about this.
Yeah, welcome to our country.
Amongst her many hobbies, Nina enjoys kayaking and hiking. She's also watched The Bachelor with her mom and grandma for years. That's good, though.
She understands the show.
Like, she knows how this shit works. I am still mad at Vanessa about that. Yeah. Where she was like, I don't know what's happening. And I'm
why
just
is
like,
he dating other women? Because it's the show.
This is how the fucking show works, Vanessa. This is why your marriage didn't work out.
Yeah, you dummy.
Or engagement, rather.
You dingus. You goofball.
Dude, there was There was a thing that I saw on Instagram. So Vanessa's like good friends with Dean now, apparently.
Huh.
Like completely platonic.
Yeah.
But like they were like they were like each other's wedding dates for something.
Hmm.
And there was like a picture of like Dean and Vanessa like at a wedding together, sitting together, and in the background you just see Nick sitting by himself.
I'm sure he's doing fine.
No, Nick is doing fine. I love Nick Vile. Like, I'm starting, like, I'm starting to feel about Nick Vile. It's like, someone please marry this boy.
Yeah, he needs,
someone please marry this boy. Like, he frequently does, like, Q&As on Instagram now.
We talked about this last time. Yeah.
My favorite, but I've seen, we talked about this a lot, but he did another one. He does them, like, every week now. But somebody sent him a question about, like, dating at 25 is hard. What, do you have any advice? And he just said, yeah, don't date at 35.
That was a good one. Oh, shit. That's great.
Yeah. We read. All right. So, yeah. But, yeah, no, I like it when the contestants on the show understand how the show works.
It makes our jobs a little less frustrating.
Let's move on, though, because I don't want to make a lot of jokes about having to flee Croatia. To Anjika.
Anjika, yes.
I don't want to... She's 24 years old.
I hope we're pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm not...
I think it is actually how Chris pronounced it, too. So I think we're good.
Yeah, all right.
We'll find out on night one.
Yeah. She's 24 years old. She's an IT risk consultant from Dallas, Texas. Anjika grew up in Manhattan, Kansas. Okay. In a loving family.
Huh?
That's good. Her parents are originally from Nigeria and have been married for 35 years. Fun fact, her parents got engaged after just 2 weeks. Anika's hoping to have that same kind of luck with Colton. Well, you won't, because this show takes a minimum of 10 weeks.
Excuse me, sorry.
You're good.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah, you're not going to get engaged after 2 weeks.
Shh.
Night two? What are you going to say, you love him night like week two? Who are you, John Blanc?
Oh, deep cuts.
Ho-ho, what up?
Are you a perfumosaur?
A colonosaur.
No, but she's a woman.
She's a woman. Women can wear cologne. It's 2018.
You're right.
Let's move on.
No, you had it right there.
I had it right there, yeah. I just want to make sure. Revian. Revian is 24 years old. She's a nurse from Santa Monica, California. Revian is an esthetician from Los Angeles. When she's not helping people feel beautiful, she loves to attend music festivals. She's also fluent in Mandarin. She's also going home night one. I'm sorry, but when you have like a short bio.
Well done. That was good. That was perfect. She's also going home night one.
Like, I don't want, I don't want to shit on like the first Asian contestant, but also like, if you haven't, if you like, because I want her to do well. Because like, solidarity.
Right, I understand.
Solidarity. But like, at the same time, like, if your bio is that fucking boring.
They don't want you to care.
Then like, you weren't around long enough for them to know anything about you.
Right, exactly.
So. Sorry, Revian. You're going home night one. Let's move on.
Thanks for playing.
Let's move on to Sydney.
We're in the home stretches.
Sydney is 27 years old. She's an NBA dancer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She is from New York, I guess. Sydney has danced since she was 3 years old and is currently a professional dancer for an NBA team.
It's the New York Knicks.
Okay, dude, are you sure?
He confirmed that on the thing.
Dad said so. She's had great success in her career, but hasn't been lucky in love. She's never had a boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, Sydney. Welcome to the show. I hope you go really far.
Yeah.
You're a New York Knicks fan through and through. I have my New York Knicks hat on. I always have it on.
She's never had a boyfriend, and like, it's now engraved in like the annals of time. Her first boyfriend ever was Colton Underwood on The Bachelor.
Good for her.
Is that a good thing?
No. I think she was one of the other
ones on Ellen, right? Yeah. There was a third one who I cannot remember now.
Neither can I. But Sydney.
Do you have a tissue? I have to blow my nose.
No.
Oh well, I'll just hold it. We don't have too much more to get through.
But Sydney, I'm here for you. I hope you don't go home night one.
I think she'll make it a little bit farther.
And that's me supporting my Knicks brotherhood.
Cool. Let's move on to... I don't want to mispronounce her name.
What's actually interesting is that I've definitely seen her.
Who?
Sydney?
Oh, that's cool. Because
I've gone to see plenty of Knicks games before she did this season of The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. So
I've seen her technically.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That is cool. All
right. Moving on.
So this is... I'm going to mispronounce this.
This is a name I can't pronounce. Tajuan? I think that's about it.
When I see J-U-A-N, I always want to say Juan.
Tajuan? I think it's Juan.
But that the Z...
There's no way we can get out of here this sounding a little asshole-ish, can we? Because this isn't a name that we can pronounce
well. We just can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Which is bad, and I'm sorry.
We'll get better at it if she continues.
We'll get better at this, yeah. She is a business development associate from Castle Pines, Colorado. Tajuan grew up in Houston, but moved to Colorado with her mom, brother, and two dogs. Dogs again, all right.
Dogs again.
She loves reading, outdoor concerts, and shopping with her mom.
Nice.
Fun fact, she has a tattoo that say, I love bad ideas. Typo, ABC. It should say a tattoo.
We need to tweet at them again
that
later.
That says, guess we have to tweet at you again.
Big news again.
Hopefully Tajuan only sticks to her good ideas when it comes to Colton.
She's definitely not going home that one.
No, she'll make it a couple weeks.
Now we've got...
Taishia. She's a phlebotomist?
Phlebotomist.
Deals with phlebotomy?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Chris
She draws blood for a living.
Draws blood for a living.
Says right there. She's 28 years old. She's a phlebotomist from Corona del Mar, California. This Southern California girl is definitely not the squeamish type. She draws blood for a living. Well, I hope she uses markers. Get it? Because she draws blood. It's just a red marker.
She draws it.
She draws blood for a living. When she's not filling up vials with her patients, that would have been much better on Nick Vial season.
Yeah.
She volunteers at her church and goes wine tasting. Are those two things related? Unlike her patients.
Actually, yes.
Taishia hopes Colton feels faint when he sees her.
From what I know of Christianity, you drink the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
That's wine.
Yeah, that is wine.
That's wine tasting.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking, like... Are there church groups that go around like tasting wine, thinking, "Yeah, this is the next blood of Christ.
This is the next blood of Christ.
This is the next blood of Christ right here."
I bet that. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them.
Right.
I don't know much about that religion.
Me neither, and I was like raised in it. Let's keep going. Unless we have more to say about her.
Nope, I have nothing else to say.
All about right, her. Tracy time. Tracy, 31 years old. Oof, getting old here.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I'm not actually like saying that these women are old. I'm just saying like 90% of this cast is 23. That's the joke. Jokes are always funnier when you explain them.
Yeah, we should explain all of our jokes always.
Yeah. 31 years old, she's a wardrobe stylist from Los Angeles, California. Originally from New York, Tracy relocated to West Hollywood to pursue a career in wardrobe styling. When she's not helping celebrities look their best, she's traveling around the world with her sister. Hopefully, she'll be helping Colton with fashion tips all season long.
Yay. I think Tracy is the final woman.
I think that's it.
But now we have the most important
one. The most important one. Let's talk about Dad.
Let's talk about Dad. Chris Harrison.
Christopher Brian Harrison.
Post-biography. Do we just read the whole thing?
I don't want to read the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
This is long. This is like his whole fucking Wikipedia page.
Jesus Christ, we're not reading this.
No, we're not. It's Chris Harrison.
It's Chris Harrison. He's the greatest host ever, and there should never be another one.
He's America's host.
He's America's sweetheart.
Yeah. He's perfect, and I love him.
He's the most perfect boy.
He keeps us calm when The Bachelor gets interrupted by the president,
Kim Jong-un,
who I just tweeted at about The Bachelor. He keeps us calm on Twitter.
Saying he sometimes he says literally the funniest things.
Sometimes he's the funniest man in the world.
Yeah, he won Twitter with that tweet.
Oh my God, yeah. We don't need to talk anymore about him.
No,
that's everyone though.
That's the whole cast.
That's the podcast. God, we're hour three. We thought this was gonna be a short episode.
Yeah, we lied. We're also dirty liars. What time is it?
2:35.
Perfect.
Cool. So you want to talk a little bit about like our top picks?
Yeah, I think I want to go through some top picks.
All right.
Who are you feeling right now? Let's go back to this list. Who are you feeling right now?
Who am I feeling? The Nut!
The Nut is going to be in top five.
The Nut is 100% in top five. I'm also a big fan of Sloth Girl.
I think Sloth Girl could do some, could have like...
I'd like her to... Because I'm like... Here's the thing. I'm not finding right now like... There's no like contestant that's like standing out to me the way like Alexis did or Kendall did.
Right.
Like
that's true.
Like, and I'm not saying none of these women are interesting. I'm sure they are. But like
they didn't just like, hey, I want to train dolphins or hey, I do.
Also, these bios are admittedly like not what they used to be. The bios used to be more fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and so like, because I remember Kendall's like saying like she wanted to meet like Captain Kirk.
Right.
And like she has like the Iron Heart with like an alligator hand in a jar. Like I like Kendall's bio was very good because like they were like several questions and they're now they're just doing like a couple sentences.
Yeah.
Which like whatever. But so it's hard to like sort of get a read on like who.
Well, I think
who my favorite is. But yeah, Alex.
I'm not gonna say I have a favorite, but I'm gonna say I have like a top five of like who I think might be solid contestants going forward.
Yeah, so I'm definitely Alex D, the sloth.
Yeah,
the sloth. The nut, Erica.
The nut.
And I like Caitlin. I don't know. The Miss Carolina, Miss North Carolina.
Yeah.
I like Caitlin. I don't know. We'll see. Because I do want to know more about this flying to Japan for a first date thing.
Yeah.
I want to know more about this.
I'm very intrigued by Caitlin.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Those are my top three. Those are my three. All
right. I'm going to say I like Annie.
I like Annie too.
I like Caitlin.
Caitlin's very good.
I'm also interested in the sloth.
Okay.
I want to see how that goes down. Can you scroll a couple more?
Oh yeah, sure.
Is Annie the sloth, Caitlin, the nut, and Sydney. Those are the ones I'm hoping goes well.
Okay. I feel like I just saw one that I meant to talk more about and I forgot.
And the first kiss.
Oh, never been kissed. Right.
Never been kissed.
Get out of here, DJ Aggro.
DJ Aggro. She's going to make this season horrible, but also very fun.
Yeah.
She's going to be that girl that we really hope gets kicked. Woman, sorry. Woman that gets kicked, that we want kicked off like as soon as possible, but is going to make the show very watchable.
Who's she going on a 2-on-1 with? We don't know yet.
Oh, shit.
Do we want to call the 2-on-1 right now?
Call it 2-on-1. Yes, let's call it 2-on-1 right now.
Okay, it's gonna be DJ Aggro. It's gonna be Catherine.
It's gonna be DJ Aggro.
And I feel like it's gonna be like DJ Aggro versus Caitlin. No,
they're gonna have a 2-on-1. Maybe
the two Miss States. No, because I feel like that's not the kind of drama. That's not the right kind of drama for the 2-on-1. That's not the right kind of drama.
It's gonna be DJ Aggro and.
We're in agreement that DJ Aggro's on the 2-on-1, though.
Yes.
We're in agreement.
DJ Aggro, we're never calling her by her name for the rest of this podcast. I want that to be known.
Yeah, no.
She is no longer Catherine.
Catherine who?
DJ Aggro.
You mean DJ Aggro.
That's for sure. We're never calling her by her name. So it's going to be DJ Aggro and Annie.
Annie?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's just what I'm feeling.
Okay.
DJ Aggro and Annie.
All right. Something to think about. You want to wrap it up?
I do want to wrap it up.
Sorry, I just like coughed something up a little bit.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Guys, thank you for listening to Bros Before Rose. We are a podcast.
We are.
You've already chosen your podcast listening apps, so I'm not going to.
And you've chosen
off.
Correctly, whichever one you pick.
Whichever one you pick, I'm sure is fine.
We should go with Anchor.
Anchor's pretty good. It's pretty great. They host us. You can leave us voice messages.
Please do.
And we will. You can leave a message and we might play it back on an episode.
I would love to.
Yeah, with your right.
Permission, of course.
Of course. We are. You can also get a hold of us on Facebook at facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast.
Our Twitter handles,
where you can see the tweet that I just sent to America.
Really, a thing that happened.
Really, a thing that just happened at Old Man Beefy.
At BossMoss91.
Also, that's the same for my Instagram, if you want to follow me on Instagram for some reason.
Yes, same as well.
Don't follow me on Instagram. Just don't. It's all selfies, I'm sorry.
Follow me on Instagram.
Follow him. He cares more. I'm like, don't worry about my Instagram. I have a post I need to make on Instagram, because I have some good pictures, but...
I'll like it the second it goes up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But that's really it. Oh, we're not going to be back for a while.
Yes.
So we wanted to do like sort of our Batch Nation recap episode, and we wanted to do this episode about the contestants this upcoming season.
So we're all totally caught up on everything Batch Nation wise until... Oh, but I think we can just talk about Elon Gale is also out of the show, which I think we should just touch on.
There's nothing really more to talk about that.
But just the thing to mention. That's what I'm saying, just to mention.
Yeah, so Elon Gale, he's been a producer for The Bachelor for the last like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he recently, I guess, resigned.
Yeah.
With
grace, not in disgrace, with grace.
We don't know.
Yes, we don't know.
I don't think we know. Because like he, I don't, like, I follow him on Twitter and Instagram and he like hasn't said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like Nick has, like Nick Vile.
Yeah, I saw that post.
Yeah. So like, I don't know what's going on there, but like, I like, I like him. He's a funny guy. He was weirdly in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 at one point.
That's right.
Yeah. Who knows what that means for the future of The Bachelor. And also Bachelor in Paradise, because he was sort of like the creator of Bachelor in Paradise.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so I assume they'll keep going without him.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think he was still a producer, I think, on this past season with Colton. So really, the upcoming season of The Bachelorette, come May, that's going to be like the first...
We might see some changes.
There might be some changes.
Interesting.
Something to think about. But cool. Something we're going to think about in like 6 months.
Yeah.
But as we said, we're gonna go dark until Colton season starts.
We're very excited.
Oh God, I'm so excited now.
As we will be recording on a weekly basis again once Colton season starts.
Oh, finally.
We can't wait to be there.
Yep.
We can't wait to enjoy this stuff with you and hope that you guys can really engage with us and talk more about this awesome, terrible show that we love.
Yeah.
I think they covered it very well.
I think that's it.
That was nice.
Yeah. So, should we end this?
I think we just end it.
All right, cool. Guys, I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been the most...
dramatic episode yet.
No, why do you add that extra sound there? You don't need to do that.
Do whatever I want. I'm an adult.
All right, fine.
I'm a man. I'm a grown man who can do whatever he wants.
I'm a grown ass man. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
The podcast is over.